move on to item 79, please.
Presentation from Know Your City on their Civic Equity Engagement Managers Program.
I want to welcome Cameron Witten and his colleagues. One sentence summary I see here in my materials that I think sums up my understanding, but our understandings could be improved, of that Know Your City and the Civic Equity Engagement Managers Program provide engaging non-traditional means of dialogue through a multicultural lens, providing people from diverse backgrounds the opportunity to become civically engaged and have a greater connection to the surrounding community. What a great idea. Welcome.
Thank you, Mayor Hales. And thank you, City Commissioners, for allowing me to be here today. It's an honor. My name is Cameron Witten. I serve as Executive Director of Know Your City. In fact, I believe we were here last year also testifying on the Jade Journal program. I appreciate your support of that. It's my understanding that you did visit the students that we worked with, the fifth grade class at Harrison Park. And it's reflective, the Jade Journal, of our mission, what drives us around civic, artistic empowerment in this community, and what drives us here to be here today and really find this critical opportunity to invest in all of our students and make sure that in our pedagogy, in our schools, actually reflects their stories, reflects their histories, and empowers them to be the best students they can be. We've seen this enshrined in the Portland Plan, and we see this enshrined within our mutual goals to make this a city of opportunity. And so with our research, which we have done in part with the Business Capstone Department at Portland State University, we have found that the least that the city of Portland can do is to partner with culturally responsive organizations such as Know Your City and others we have here talking today to make sure that we have that engagement that is necessary to make sure that we provide these opportunities to our students, that we actually work with teachers and schools to create new curriculum around the history of Oregon that is diverse and reflective and inclusive, and we actually create training modules and programs that allows teachers to bring this to their classrooms. So we have a lot of speakers here today, so I'm cutting my time short, but I will be speaking near the end. And first I want to introduce Todd Struble from—
Before you do that, yeah. Mayor, I've got a bunch of staff people teed up to do presentations. This is scheduled for 15 minutes. Can we do a time check?
I would like us to go to maybe 12:30 and then break. For what we have remaining on the calendar today.
Well, we're not going to get to any of the utility stuff by 12:30. How much time are we budgeting for this?
I was told 20 minutes.
Yeah, I think we can probably do this in 20 minutes. So we'll get to a little after the hour at that point, and then we should.
You want us to be ready to go with the BES items?
I would think that would, since those are the next ones, yes, please.
All right, excuse me, Cameron, we're juggling people's—
I understand.
Lunch hours and work schedules, so thank you.
Okay.
They'll introduce themselves.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Commissioners. My name is Todd Struble, and I'm here with the Asian Pacific American Network of Oregon. I'd like to echo Cameron's in thanking you for your support and of our work out in East Portland and the Jade District NPI. But today I'm here to talk about APANO's education priorities. The Asian Pacific American Network of Oregon is a social justice grassroots organization, and part of our mission is to support education justice. And Know Your City's role and work is directly aligned with APANO's education priorities right now. For instance, there is an ethnic studies campaign to win those types of classes in Portland public schools. And that is actually one of APANO's highest priorities. It's given the most capacity and support, and thus we want to support Know Your City's work as well, as that is directly aligned. And I also want to point out that ethnic studies campaign was self-selected by ALLI, which is the API Leaders for Liberation of Youth group. That's APANO's youth group. They identified that as a topic and campaign that they wanted to work on that they felt would best support their needs. And we look at that as really crucial to advancing those ideas of equity in education. And we believe that supports some of the priorities and opportunities for all. So I would just like to say thank you again for the opportunity to speak, and please support the Our Stories request. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, Mike. Put your name on the record, please.
Good morning. I'm Mike Rosen, and I'm a member of the Portland School Board, and I'm also the director of the Eco-Literacy Collaborative, which provides culturally specific curriculum development for sustainability. I'm here today to support the Know Your City funding proposal, which is really to improve the quality and quantity of culturally specific K-5 Oregon history education in Portland area schools. And so one thing I wanted to I wanted to acknowledge two things. I want to give a shout out to the Ally students. They came to the school board last night to talk about their project. And they're a great bunch of students. And I think what's why it's important to acknowledge them is the movement in this state to provide culturally relevant curriculum is not coming from the state leaders. It's coming from the people that want it. And in this case, it's the students. And that's a good thing. And that's, you know, one of the reasons why we need to, as leaders, support it. But in any event, I also want to thank Know Your City. They have done extraordinary work to date. They clearly love this city, and they're really dedicated to connecting citizens to this city's history, including what I would say are some of the unsavory elements. And they've done this in really unique ways. They've done this through art, and they've done this by just putting their feet on the ground and providing free tours for people and showing them the history of the city. I want to relate one thing. A couple weeks ago, and Commissioner Fish participated in this too, I was invited to be a teacher for the day at Lent K-8 school. And what's one of the unique things about Lent is it's one of the most diverse schools that we have in Portland Public Schools, and it was a fifth grade class. And when I told them that my lesson was going to be on civics, they clearly were not impressed. And so then I thought, well, I'll give them a little background about myself and tell them what motivates me. And one of the things that I brought was Comics for Change. And so this is one of the things that Know Your City has worked on. And it's important because it really represents the power of their approach. And so what I showed the kids was this comic book collection that they created. And what's incredible about this is it tells the story of the heroes, advocates in our community. So whether you're white, you're homeless, you're LGBTQ, whether you're Muslim or you're black, whether you're an Asian Pacific Islander, it tells these stories. And these kids were like, wow. And then I felt like, you know, really, I should just talk about these and not what I wanted to talk about. But I'm a bureaucrat, so I talked about what I wanted to talk about. And, but what I asked them to do is I asked them to break up into small groups and identify three priorities for the school board and then come back together and as a large group of 25 students identify three priorities. And one other thing, that classroom was the spectrum that's represented in these educational tools. So anyway, they came back with four things because they're Portlanders, and even though we asked for three things, they gave us four. And they asked for more PE time. They asked for more art programs, but like meaningful art programs. They asked for a pool in their school, and they asked for these comics to be put in their library. And why I think that's important is it shows that Know Your City gets it and does it. I mean, you can walk into a fifth grade class and show them curriculum that reflects their culture. That's a big deal. So this is why I'm recommending further investment. The challenge that we have all throughout the state and the country is our minority population of students is the majority. The demographics have changed dramatically and continue to change. Communities of color, immigrants, different cultures, different races. Unfortunately, we have a disproportionate lower attendance rate, lower achievement rate, and a higher dropout rate among that population. But we also know what the remedy is, or part of the remedy is, and that's culturally relevant curriculum. In all disciplines, and I want to emphasize all disciplines, students need to see the contributions and the value of their culture. And this is what we're looking at nationally. This is what we're talking about at the state level and the local level. We have no less than two bills out of the state legislature asking for this, but we don't have any funding support for this. That said, I'm happy to say that Portland Public Schools and the Portland Association of Teachers has already made a significant investment in Know Your City, And that's to do something really important. That's to identify where we are or have developed culturally relevant curriculum and then identify where the gaps are. So it's not about reinventing the wheel. It's about identifying what we have and where we can build on it. And so that's why I'm here to ask you to support building and leveraging this investment with the project that Cameron and Know Your City is proposing, and I'm proud to support it and advocate for it. And I just want you to know that we're starting our budget process in Portland Public Schools, and I will be advocating for our share to fund this. So thank you.
Thank you.
Two quick questions. For the school board, what is the state of the Portland Public Schools budget for the upcoming year? Are you looking at cuts?
No, we're not. I think it's certainly, to put it in city terms, we're at current service level, and we have the opportunity to make some adds. And one of the priorities that I've identified and other school board members have identified is investment in culturally relevant curriculum, and again, acknowledging what Ally wants to do.
So I would certainly encourage you to look at a greater share of the funding, because we are in a 5% cut budget,
okay.
So it's going to be very difficult for the city to put money into outside additional school support.
Understood.
Beyond what we've done.
I would say, though, that the ask is relatively small in terms of a budget decision.
Tell that to
my
Parks Budget Advisory Committee. We have three public school districts that are entirely within the city. How come there's no ask from David Douglas and Park Rose?
I think a big part of that is the size that we're looking at. And I think also the fact is that we've been talking a lot with institutions that have already made this a very large priority. And I think the reason why we were talking about this, the city of Portland right now, is that we put enshrined within the five-year action plan of the Portland plan that there would be investment, there would be support for these objectives. And so we are advocating now that this is a really opportune time for us to leverage that and to actually have this available by the beginning of 2017. That would be in line with our timeline, and it would allow us to continue to expand this into every school district. And we see this as an opportunity to leverage that support in the coming years from the state. And we've been talking a lot with Markeisha Smith from the Department of Equity there. And I think everybody is watching for this opportune time to see how Portland can lead on civic equity.
Great. Thank you all. And you have other presenters
yes.
here?
Catherine Quaid and Brett Bigham.
Okay. Please come on up. Good morning.
Hi. I guess I'll go. My name is Catherine Quaid. I'm a citizen of the Confederated Tribes of Umatilla and grew up in the Warm Springs community. And I first just want to thank all the indigenous peoples, Chinook and Kalapuya, who used to live here and let us convene on their stolen land today. I want to quickly discuss the Our Stories Matter campaign and why it's important to me, and want us kind of all to reflect first on what we've learned about Native Americans in high school. You know, maybe we had a paragraph here about Wounded Knee, or there about the Trail of Tears, or kind of the struggles that we continue to survive through in the United States. And this is if we learned anything at all. And what we do not learn is about the contemporary American Indian cultures, issues, policies surrounding us in the present and in the past, and how our history has been skewed by the pen of colonizers, favoring those of European descent while shutting out everyone else. And this is what we teach our high school students, and who come from more diverse backgrounds than ever all throughout Portland and Oregon. As part of my thesis at Lewis and Clark College, I conducted research at two high schools in Oregon with over 30% American Indian enrollment. This research and other supporting information has been submitted with this testimony via Cameron, and I found that culturally inclusive curriculum, the student-teacher relationship, and the relationship between the school and Native communities were the most important factors to achieving academic success for American Indian students. And while conducting my research, I made sure that I was able to connect with the communities I worked with. I used existing relationships to inform what I would research, as well as connect me with folks to interview. And without those connections and relationships, I would not have been able to provide information that is relevant or connected to those I was working with and for. And when doing research for creating a Portland Public Schools curriculum, I believe community engagement will be of vital importance to the indigenous communities. We all have to work together to create something of value, because education is a human right, and every single person and student deserves to be successful in our high school. Providing students with a truly inclusive and culturally responsive education will give them something that can never be taken away from them. So I'll pass it on to Brett. That was my little spiel.
Welcome. It's always nice to have a teacher of the year in the room, so welcome.
Thank you very much. It's nice to see you again, commissioners. My name is Brett Bigham. I'm the 2014 Oregon State Teacher of the Year and the 2015 Oregon Education Association Teacher of Excellence. I'm currently an NEA Global Fellow, and I'm working with the Teacher of the Year organization to globalize the discussion about education. I'm creating curriculum on a national level to bring cultural choices into classrooms. As part of my award, we were able to go to the Smithsonian and be treated as teacher ambassadors to the Smithsonian. And we were given an opportunity to be taken on a tour of the museum, whatever area we wanted, with the curator of that museum. And I chose a show that was on called Bollywood. And I had no idea what I was going into, but as I did, it was a large building, part of the building wing that had been set up with all of this East Indian history of the United States. And I was standing in the room looking at this giant wall-sized mural photograph of gentlemen in turbans building a railroad. And when the curator started talking to me about it, I didn't know that that was Oregon and that East Indians had built a good portion of the railway lines that we use here in Oregon. And I'm standing 3,000 miles away from Portland looking at this picture thinking, why don't I know this? And why isn't this part of what we're teaching in our own state? And why is it being taught to people so far away from us? So I'm on the board of Oregon Safe Schools as well. And one of the things that we know is that the three main areas of bullying come from race, sexuality, and disability. If you get bullied, it's probably for one of those three reasons. And today I'm here because I believe there's no curriculum in the Portland area that's embracing all of those. And what we need to do if we want to stop bullying is that we need to show more race in our education. We need to discuss sexuality and say that those people have value. And we need to fund people with disabilities and show that they're heroes in the community as well and learn from them. As my time as a special education teacher, I can tell you now that I have met young people who are on a journey that will be tougher than anything you and I ever face in our lives. And those are heroes to me. So I'm here today to, first off, let Cameron know that Oregon Safe Schools is also behind this program, and that as a teacher, we as a city need to get this curriculum into the hands of our teachers. We need to make it easily available, and we need to start teaching about race, sexuality, and disability if we want to stop bullying. Thank you so much.
Quick question.
Of course.
In terms of who's responsible for developing curriculum, which part of this falls within the MESD charter, and which part of this falls within the requirement of the school district, and which part of this is a state requirement?
I resigned from MESD, so I'm no longer there. What I see this as, since we're talking about cultural education, that I believe it's a citywide. I believe that what Portland creates, the state can use.
I just mean in terms of our education establishment, who has the primary responsibility in terms of the value system that you're trying to? Is it the state, MESD, or the individual school districts in terms of implementing a different kind of curriculum?
So the state currently has a core curriculum standard for social studies where between third and fifth grade, we teach Oregon studies. The issue there is that that's what it says. It does not say that it has to actually talk about all people in Oregon. The state did pass a law in 2013, Senate Bill 739, which urged the Department of Education to change that so it was actually inclusive of people of looking at race, but looking at race specifically, including those histories, those narratives in the history, but that was still not a mandate. It still was not a change to Oregon Studies standards. So even though it's been expressed, there has not been an actual responsibility put on anybody to actually make it culturally responsive. And so we are asking to actually show that investment, that culturally responsive education is actually a priority and not just something that we encourage, not something that, and it's also something that we actually put administratively into that work. So we are still, working with the Department of Education. I think it's a challenge for them because they are, really a regulatory organization right now, and you can't mandate something that doesn't already exist at that level. And this is an opportunity for us to make this statewide when we can invest it, pilot it here, and move it, in the next couple of years to a statewide opportunity.
It's been my experience that the history of Oregon is often starts with the Oregon Trail and it ends with the Oregon Trail. And there's a couple million years of history before the Oregon Trail. And there's a couple million stories about people from different cultures since the Oregon Trail. So there just needs to be a broadening. And we need to start including some of those people that have made big advances for our state and our city.
Well said. Thank you very much. Cameron, do you have other colleagues here?
Yeah, so we did have Renee Mitchell and a couple of high schoolers from Roosevelt, but as Commissioner Fish said, there people do have to have lunch, but we do have Kate McPherson, who also teaches at Roosevelt, who will be speaking briefly about Renee and the students that we had here earlier.
And I will be very brief, I promise. I'm a sorry substitute for the students because they speak very loudly about the value of being involved with a history that reflects them. My work at Roosevelt includes our Freedom Fighter Project, which is one of the projects through which our students have the fortune to interview people in our community who have been fighters for justice, and they really reflect the stories of people who both have been impacted by our local history but also who have shaped it.
Your students presented at the Oregon Historical
we
Society.
We do. In fact, I want to invite all of you to come on the 17th of February when we have all of our freshmen this year, 250 of them, have interviewed over 37 freedom fighters. And we want to have the opportunity for them to honor their stories and their history. And I think what I want to do is just echo what I've seen of our students who also reflect that diversity that we've talked about is growing, that when they have a chance to learn about people who come from the Hmong community, who come from different countries who represent and reflect their own lives, they really connect to those stories and realize that these are people that emanate who they can become and how they want to get involved in their communities, and they themselves take a stand around issues of social justice. What I also want to echo is that we want to be an ally with Know Your City. Our kids have been collecting stories for now 4 years, and we feel that we could contribute to the effort and the possibility for high school students to be allies in this work. So we really see that we want to be a partner, and we really want to underscore, many of our kids have said they really wish they'd heard about many of these stories when they were younger, and that they would have been a lot more interested in history. So my message is just simply we want to be an ally to this work, and I know every year involved with the Freedom Fighter Project, I learn more about my own community, and it makes me more connected to the events, even the places, the things that I didn't know about before, become much more a place that I feel I can belong and understand. So just want to underscore the importance of what we're doing. I wish the kids were here to say it, but just the timing wasn't good. But come the 17th, you'll get invites, and I hope some of you could even come and speak to the students to kind of underscore. Steve has been there for the last several years, and we have really appreciated his words.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. That's all who we have to speak. If you have any questions, happy to answer that, but I do know your time is precious.
Questions for Cameron, what's your budget ask?
Our budget ask is $35,000.
Okay. And I'm going to give you something free.
Okay. Heck of a deal.
Our Freedom Fighter books for the last
great.
Thank you. Some of the stories that our kids have captured about.
Super. Thank you very much. Cameron, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate this. Anyone else want to speak on this presentation? Thank you so much. Then let's take a vote, please, to accept this report.
Johnson wants to speak.
Oh, sorry. Good to see you.
Good morning or afternoon, whichever we're working. I guess you're only at the report acceptance stage, but I hope that this will soon find its way into definitive funding. Some people were concerned when there was, I can't remember the exact term, the Black Male Leadership Initiative, which was, some people had hoped it would have been able to be funded at more than $100,000. And I think that this is a great broadening of that general principle, engaging with bring other people of diverse backgrounds, or as some people prefer to say, bring us inclusion of more people. And I hope that For this, I would accept turning off a fountain. I don't think fountains turned off is going to work that well for homeless housing, but I hope that you'll be able to fund this program. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Motion to adopt the report.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Okay.
And roll call, please.
Ritz.
Thank you for the presentation. Thank you for your service on the school board. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you for the presentation. I do encourage everybody to visit the Freedom Fighter event on the 17th. Aye.
Hales.
More ways we can get collaboration between those that care about the diversity of the city and students, the better. So we appreciate what you're up to here. Thank you so much. Aye. Okay.